one would have thought that with the massacre of Beja Mahama, the Nchavwasi was going to be doomed forever.
But we serve a God of second chance.
One of the assignments he left with SARS
is a ministry of reconciliation. So I believe
this is a time to build new bridges of peace and unity. And this is a time to ensure that the children of New Obuasi are not condemned to lead lives of destitution or lives of no hope. So we thank the scholarship secretariat for this miracle, even an outlandish miracle, because no one thought or dreamt that this will come the way of the children of New Obuasi.
The media committee have a responsibility to sharpen their focus on the new horizon which has emerged in that town, to give hope that in the midst of all the gloom and doom, something good has happened.
You heard re-elected president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afil Money.
In a related development, president of the Worldwide Miracle Outreach, evangelist Lawrence Tete, will be holding a restoration crusade at Denchabwasi in the Sorrento region from the 11th to the 13th of this month. Speaking to journalists in Accra, Dr. Tete, who is now with the Anglican Church, said the murder of Major Maxwell Mahama in that community 5 months ago has left a sore taste in the mouths of many Ghanaians. Baba Utu reports.
Dr. Lawrence Tete said it is easy for people to resort to the blame game regardless of the outcome of investigations by the security agencies regarding the murder of Major Maxwell Mahama. He believes with patience and tolerance, the unfortunate event which led to the death of the young military officer could have been avoided.
We all know the unfortunate incident that happened at Denchabwasi. And we know how we can all come together as a nation, as a people, to restore that community. It is a very sad situation, but I think it is not too late for us to salvage that situation. And we need every man, every woman, all hands on deck to make sure we restore that community. The crusade is therefore to offer a platform and an opportunity for the community to seek the face of God and therefore offer their apologies, which most of them have done in diverse ways, and never to allow this incident to occur in our community.
In a message delivered on behalf of the chiefs and people of Denchabwasi, Reverend Jackson Ofori of the Church of God Ministries said the community has faced many challenges since the unfortunate incident occurred, to the extent that national service personnel have not been posted there. He called on government to help construct a police station for the town.
We humbly regret and are sorry for such an act, and therefore pray that the good Lord strengthen the family and the nation to the day that